Let us pray. God, our Redeemer, visit your people and pour out your strength and courage upon us. Feed us with your word this morning. Amen. How secure do you feel in this insecure world? Our Bible text for today brings a word of comfort to all. In Psalm 91, verse 4, the psalmist paints a picture of God's tender care for his people. Psalm 91, verse 4, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and rampart, shield and buckler. Here is a verse rich in symbolism. And I want us this morning to consider each scene in this picture. Firstly, the psalmist says of God, he will cover you with his feathers. We found a picture on the screen of a chick being covered by its mother. You see, the psalmist wrote out of his experience of the natural world around him, a world of nature. We think of David, who wrote this psalm, and his days as a shepherd, wandering the wild hills with his flocks. And rocky crags would be a home to birds of prey. Eagles would soar high in the blue skies, and they would raise their young in nests. Was it these scenes that inspired David to write these words? A God-given lesson from the world of nature. He will cover you with his feathers. Could it be that just as a mother bird watches over its young, for they are her own, that we have a God who watches over us, for we are his own? This picture tells us that God is our shelter, our security, that we belong to him. This picture tells us that on our own, we would be in grave danger, defenseless, alone. And you know, this is a picture that runs through the Old Testament. At Mount Sinai, God told Moses to tell the people of Israel, I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. That was God's deliverance of Israel from Egypt. I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. This morning, we thought about those x-rays, about that way in which God searches us and knows us. And this morning, do you come in honesty, acknowledging your need that maybe only you know about? Like the eagle chick, today do you recognize your vulnerability and weakness? And this morning, do Do you know that God has got you covered? God has got you covered with his feathers. You know, God's hold on your life is always strong, even though at times your hold on God might be weak. You are secure in God, your Creator, whose love for you endures forever, whose love is unfailing. Today, he will cover you with his feathers. And secondly, the psalmist brings the promise, under his wings you shall find refuge. At many times in his life, David sought refuge from his enemies. And we also can find refuge in God. He is your shelter. He is your hiding place. But just like this eagle chick must stay close to its mother, so we also must stay close to God. You see, friends, seeking refuge in God is an intentional choice. To desire God, we choose to put our trust in God. And under the wing, the eagle chick can feel the warm beating heart of its mother. And likewise, when we are close, when we are under his wing, we feel that we are close to the heart of God, the heart of love. And there is no better place to be. There is no safer place to be. It is our secret place of refuge. And I'm talking this morning about the deep things of the heart. What's on the inside? An inner attitude that changes your outlook on life, on what's going on outside, that is beyond our control. When you feel vulnerable, under attack, whatever it might be, whether it is sickness or trouble or grief or the demands made upon you or strained relationships or fears for yourself or for others. Fears, whatever that might be, whatever it might be, whatever we are facing, let the truth be known. Under his wings, we shall find refuge. For this to be true, your life must be orientated towards God. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you, we find in James chapter 4, verse 8. Lean hard on God. Tell him your troubles. Give it all to him. Lay it at the foot of the cross. Hold up to God the x-ray of your heart as it is. Let his light shine upon it. And God will show you your deepest need today. Under his wings, you will find refuge. And this points us to another Old Testament symbol, the Ark of the Covenant. And we've got a picture coming up of how that might have looked. The Ark of the Covenant contained the Word of God, the stone tablets of the Ten Commandments. And its appearance is described in great detail in Exodus chapter 25. It describes two angels, the cherubim, made of shining gold that spread their wings and cover the Ark of the Covenant, which was seen as the very dwelling place of God himself. The Israelites carried this Ark of the Covenant through all their journeying and into battle. And God was with them and gave them many victories. And this teaches us that when we are under his wings, when the hosts of angels encamp about us, when we stand on the promises of his word, with God dwelling among us and within us, we shall win through. We shall win through. God will give us the victory. He will never break his covenant of love. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you will find refuge. And this brings me to the final part of Psalm 91, verse 4. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. And the imagery changes suddenly from nature to the battlefield. And we need both images. With God, there is both tenderness and strength. We need both. Far below the eagle's nest, a battle is raging. Here is a foot soldier with a buckler. This is a medieval image, much later than David. A buckler is a small round shield, light enough to carry. In close combat, flexible to move and defend oneself from the darts and arrows and blows of the enemy. Life can be a battlefield. At times we feel like we are on the front line, in the firing line. I know today, and I'm sure you know as well, that we are a church with many families, many individuals who are suffering, who are going through great dangers and great trials. And as I look across the congregation today, I'm sure everyone here will understand what I'm saying. There are many among us who are facing crosses and losses. We are a church that is hurting. It is painful. It is heartbreaking. We are under attack. And we know we can't run from those battles. Each in their own way must be faced. But the good news, friends, is that we do not face them alone. We do not fight them alone. God is with us and God is for us. We can say of God today, his faithfulness is my shield and my buckler. God is my defender. God is at my side. I can stand in the heat of battle. I am in crisis, but I am in Christ. He will bring me through. He has the power to save and deliver. For I have a Savior who took the battle to the enemy. I have a Savior who was made perfect through his sufferings, who took the cross and the crown. His victory is my victory and your victory. I will follow where he has led. We shall be made perfect through our sufferings. We shall learn from them. We shall grow through them. We shall not be overwhelmed by them. My hope is built on nothing less than this today. In the very midst of the battle, when we are under it, we affirm we are still under his care, still under his sheltering wing. He is sovereign, and what is over our heads is under his feet, under his rule. We shall not be overwhelmed. We can continue in faith and in trust, not with bitterness or anger, but with love and service. We can follow Paul's word to Timothy that we heard. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. And to use his language from elsewhere in Ephesians 6, today we can take up that shield of faith which can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And we do battle together, linking arms, linking shields. We defend one another by prayer and by care. So now, let me ask you again, in the light of God's word, how secure do you feel in this insecure world? He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings, you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be a shield and a buckler. Praise be to God. Amen. Let us pray. In the quietness, we ask the Holy Spirit to come and to seal God's word in our hearts and apply it to our lives. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. So we lift up our eyes to you. Strengthen us to persevere to the end, until we are welcomed into your eternal presence. In the words of Charles Wesley, beyond the bounds of time and space, look forward to that heavenly place, the saints' secure abode. On faith's strong eagle pinions rise, and force your passage to the skies and scale the mount of God. Hallelujah. Amen.